This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As 2020 winds down to a much-anticipated conclusion, growers still have the weather to worry about. It's always different, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but always keeping them on their toes. This winter, according to Washington State climatologist Nick Bond, is looking more and more like a La Nina winter.
Just in the last couple of months, we're both more certain about it, and it looks like a stronger one, and there's not the most accurate term, but there are kind of flavors of La Nina, and this is of the flavor that has, at least in the past, had kind of systematic impacts on the pressure and wind patterns and ultimately the precipitation around here.
But remind us again, what exactly does a La Nina winter look like?
La Nina winters tend to be on the wet side, not every time, but tend to be on the wet side early and on the cool side late, and sometimes also wet after the first of the calendar year.
So Bond says, from a water perspective, this winter should not disappoint.
And one of the more reliable sort of connections between La Nina and our weather is the end of season mountain snowpack. Almost always, there are exceptions, of course, in this game, the La Nina winters, we end up having a above normal snowpack.
Tune in tomorrow for more on our La Nina winter ahead.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.